Welcome back here with the news at one. A moment unlike any in modern American history. A sitting president defending his own mental and physical abilities while trying to stave off a mutiny from the party he has served for decades. Joe Biden's latest gaffes in Washington at a NATO summit, referring to the Ukrainian president as President Putin and mixing up the names of his vice president and Donald Trump, have put his presidency of 4 more months and his campaign for 4 more years in charge under renewed scrutiny. Several more Democratic members of Congress have publicly called on Joe Biden to step down, joining at least a dozen other lawmakers in the president's own party. His first news conference since November was widely watched and scrutinised, including by Democrats abroad here in Ireland. Patty Shields has been giving us her reaction.
Do you know, Gavin, I believe, you know, his prepared remarks were strong. You know, I think, you know, the occasion itself is definitely something that I think is a central message for his campaign. His support of NATO and his position on NATO is very different than Donald Trump. So I found those remarks to be strong. Obviously, there was the stumbling at the introductory part, and he stumbled again a bit in the press conference as well when referring to Vice President Harris. But if you know Joe Biden, he's kind of susceptible to a little bit of these gaffes. I think it was a very different performance than what we saw at the debates. But I still think, you know, he said himself he needs to calm the concerns that are, you know, out there about his ability to be up for this job. And it certainly was better than the debates, for sure.
Yes. But did it convince Democrats? Did it convince the people that you're speaking to that he is up to the job, that he is up to being president for the next few months and up to being president for the next 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are legitimate concerns out there. And, you know, myself as a voter and a lot of people, you know, American, Irish, people interested, you know, in the race for the White House in the U.S., you know, I do think I'd be a fool to say concerns aren't legitimate, especially when you're looking at 4 years from now. But currently, he is the candidate. He is, I'm sure, being well counseled. I'd like to think I have an influence on the process, but I don't. So my biggest focus is really all this energy that's being created around this controversy of whether he's in or he's out. I think the Democrats definitely stand on policy in a very different place than Donald Trump. And we know that this election is going to be literally decided probably by the slimmest of margins in a handful of states. So the best thing I can do with all this pent-up energy and attention is really focus people on registering to vote and getting votes across the line for the candidate that is going to stand for democracy and progress and really, you know, a stable global world and a climate-friendly planet.
Yes, yeah, so we'll talk about that election and about those who are voting here in just a moment. But are there increasing numbers of people that you speak to, increasing numbers of people among Democrats abroad, who now have serious doubts over whether Joe Biden can continue to be the president of America for the next 4.5 years?
There are definitely concerns out there. I think his, you know, inner circle and people very close to the president, you know that his legacy is very important to him. And certainly I don't think his, you know, he wants to be known as a failing president on any terms. He's given, you know, 50 great years of public service. But I do believe the decision is going to be very personal. And I think, you know, we can speculate all day long on, you know, whether he's up to the job. I think he will be advised, but the decision he takes is probably going to be his own.
Is that good enough, though?
Well, I mean, honestly, It's an administration that has delivered quite a bit in terms of policy. I believe, you know, we have a very strong vice president in Kamala Harris. So certainly there is, you know, the work that the administration has done has been led by Joe Biden, but it's not just Joe Biden alone. And I do think that Democrats want to put forward the strongest ticket that will be Donald Trump. Joe Biden currently believes he is that person. People close to the president believe he did it once. He can do it again. I understand people's concerns, but I also, you know, I've had the privilege of meeting him. He's a good person. He would not stay in this race if he thought he couldn't finish the job.
Tell me about those who are registered to vote here. How many of them are there?
So right now, we have estimated, based off the last census, that there are between 25 and 35,000 eligible votes in Ireland. So either, you know, Americans who are living over in Ireland, Irish who moved to America, gained citizenship and came back, or students. So we are looking to activate as many of those voters as possible. Global election turnout, generally, even on a presidential election, in the non-military voters abroad is usually less than 15%. So like I said, every vote counts. And we've got a lot of votes in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio that we could deliver that could make the difference in the upcoming election. It's not hard to do, and they just need to go to the website www.votefromabroad.org, and it's probably six or seven screens, a signature, and they should be getting their ballot in September.
That's Paddy Shields of Democrats Abroad here in Ireland.